Hello and welcome to Nature Solutions. I am Stephanie.
And I'm Annie. In today's episode, we'll explore two critical topics that highlights how our choices impact the environment and what we can do to make a difference.
That's right. I will start by talking about the incredible role fungi play in supporting pollinators, cleaning up toxic pollutants, and reducing CO2 levels.
And I'll take a deep dive into the fast fashion crisis, how it's contributing to climate change and social injustice, and what we can do to create a more ethical and sustainable fashion industry.
It's a powerful conversation today, and we hope it inspires you to think differently about your daily habits. Let's jump right in.
Stephanie, let's start with you. Fungi don't exactly scream superheroes, but it sounds like they are. What makes them so special?
They absolutely are. Fungi may not have capes, but they work behind the scenes to support ecosystems in amazing ways. For example, they help plants grow stronger, attract pollinators, and even clean up the harmful pollutants.
Wow, that's incredible. What's an example of a fungi cleaning up pollutants?
There's a process called mycoremediation, where fungi like oyster mushroom break down toxic substances in soil or water. After wildfires, they have been used to clean up toxic ashes, turning something harmful into something that can sustain life again.
That is fascinating. So fungi aren't just environmental helpers, they're lifesavers.
Exactly. They also play a big role in combating climate change. By forming partnership with plants, fungi help store carbon in the soil, reducing CO2 levels. But to fully harness their potential, we need to do more research and investment. So, from fungi to fashion, it's amazing how interconnected these issues are. Now, Annie, your topic touches on another major environmental challenges. Can you tell us more about it?
Of course. Today, I'm tackling the fast fashion crisis, a trend that seems harmless but is actually one of the most toxic industries for our planet and people.
What? Fast fashion? You mean those super cheap, trendy clothes that everyone always buying?
Yes, the one that's everyone's wearing. Exactly. Fast fashion thrives on speed and scale, producing massive amounts of cheap clothing that often end up in landfills after just a few years. Not only does this waste resources, but it also creates environmental disasters. For example, synthetic materials like polyester shed microplastics every time they're washed. These microplastics often end up in our oceans, harming marine life and even entering our food chains.
Wow, I had no idea my clothes would cause so much harm.
And you know what? That is just the environmental side. The social costs are equally devastating. Most fast fashion workers are young women in developing countries who face unsafe working conditions, low wages, and long hours. For example, the 2013 Raina Plaza factory in Bangladesh collapsed and it's a heartbreaking example. For over 1,100 workers lost their lives due to ignoring safety warnings.
That's horrifying. So what can we do to address this?
Well, first, consumers need to be more mindful and educate themselves. And doing that, we could buy fewer things, buying higher quality pieces, or choosing secondhand options like thrifting can make a huge difference. Supporting brands that prioritize sustainability is also another step.
What about the bigger changes, like at the industry or government level?
Great point. Governments need to enforce stronger regulations like requiring companies to disclose their supply chains and environmental impact. Some states in the U.S. are already doing that. They're proposing bills to hold fast fashion companies accountable, which is a promising start, don't you think?
Yes, it's amazing how much impact our daily choices, whether it's the food we eat or the clothes we wear or the products we buy, can have on the environment.
Absolutely. Whether we're talking about fungi, helping cleaning up pollutants, or rethinking how we shop for clothes, it all comes down to being informed and making sustainable choices.
And together, we can support solutions that benefit both people and the planet.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Nature Solution. Remember, every action counts, no matter how big or how small.
Well, guys, until next time, let's keep working towards a better future.
Bye for now.